It's time for Wednesday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Richland Hospital, keeping you alive long enough to enjoy the rest of your week. Cardinal Glass CG, fixing broken windows before your cat auditions for Cirque du Soleil. Badgerland Flooring, installing floors, kitchens, and bathrooms so your house finally stops looking like a Pinterest fail. Julie Karen State Farm, covering life's curveballs, cow patties, and unexpected lawn gnomes. And Syme Funeral Home, helping plan ahead so your family can argue over who gets that weird lamp instead of the paperwork. Today, we've got more laughs than a goat on roller skates. Plus, just enough information to make you sound smart at the water cooler. Kick back. Tune in and let Wednesday's Roundup, turn your midweek meltdown into a giggle fest.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Hey, there he is.
Good morning, Philip. How are you doing, buddy?
You know, I'm not bad.
Not bad. I'm still living. I was a day ahead.
Day ahead. You thought it was Thursday?
I did. Uh-huh. I was trying to get our game ready for tomorrow. Our game ready for tomorrow today. So
yeah.
I'll just wait on that.
Working ahead.
Yeah. Yes. Uh-huh. And not done for today.
Maybe it's the cold medicine that's...
You think it is?
I might be. I don't know.
Could be. Could be. Something that I sprayed up my nose. I tried this new spray up my nose. It worked really well.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, some of that stuff works pretty decent.
Some of it does.
Yeah. You know, it's been a long, cold-only winter. And you think about all of the... You know, I think we've caught a few of the bugs that were coming down the pike somewhere along the line. But, you know, it just seems like... A lot of sickness and,
but with everything that you and I do in the wintertime with these basketball games, kids sick, parents sick, you know, you're always at a game, I'm always at a game, I'm touching the basketball after everybody's touched it.
True. I'm a long ways away from everybody, though.
But you still go through and you mingle. And,
oh, that's true.
It's amazing that we don't get more sick than we are.
Yeah, that's true. So, but I think we're all going to look forward to some consistently nice weather,
yes.
and nice fresh air, open the windows.
Like,
maybe today, right?
Yeah, maybe.
It'll be pretty nice today.
I'm going to take the door off the front since
you want.
Yep. If that's all right with you for a while.
Just take it off the hinges.
Yep. And,
yeah. Good idea.
So, you know, that's all we can do. Any plans for the night?
Tonight, I believe, got a little work to do here, maybe. That's about it.
Oh, really?
Nothing big.
You recording again tonight?
Yes.
Okay. Do you need me to come in to help?
No,
anything?
I don't think so. I think we're good.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I can mess things up.
I know you can. I'll call you if we need you.
Well, that hurts. Right. You're just like, no big deal.
No, I will.
All right, buddy. Well, today's Hank or Facto. Hanko or Facto.
All right. What do you have?
Well, today's your question. Here's your question of the day. Have you ever pretended to be sick to get out of something? If so, what was it? Oh, come on, Phil.
Not radio station related, I don't think, but...
What about home? Should we say anything about home, or should we just leave it alone?
No. Maybe, I would say, possibly at home when I was going to school.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I did one time for ACT tests.
Did you really?
Oh, yes. As soon as they were all gone, it's like, oh, I feel better. You're in bed. You're in bed for the rest of the day.
Oh, rats.
And it was a Saturday.
Foil.
We took our ACT test on Saturday. And you're done. You can't even go out tonight. It's like, oh, you got to be kidding me.
Hank Bray's day off.
Yep. Yep.
Inspiration for Ferris Bueller's day off.
Yeah. Because Hank spent the day in his room.
Well, no, I don't know that I did. And then when I was home, usually it still meant doing chores.
Right. Yes.
I mean, if you're well enough to walk around, you could do some chores, right?
But no. My parents were mean.
Oh, yeah, mean.
Yeah, they were
absolutely
mean.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's why you turned out so well.
Yeah, you might be from Garfield, Philip.
From where?
From Garfield.
Garfield.
Garfield, Arkansas, if you put ketchup on Chinese food.
Have you ever done that?
No.
I don't think so.
Not yet.
Oh.
But sometimes you never know. I usually put some hot mustard on it, Southwest mustard.
Oh.
Yeah, that's really good. Just a taste.
Sure.
Just to, you know.
Oh, ketchup's good on nearly everything.
Yeah, almost.
I think so.
Except pancakes.
Yeah, I don't think I'd go there.
No, I wouldn't either. Recycling all your paper, newsprint, cardboard, glass, and metal can reduce carbon monoxide, Philip, by reduce carbon monoxide emissions by up to 850 pounds per household per year. Is that Hanko or fact?
It's got to be true.
It is true.
Woo-hoo!
How did you know that?
I don't know. I didn't, but it sounded really good.
I made that one up pretty good, didn't
did
I?
Did you?
Yeah. The ocean contains more unexplored species than land.
Wow.
Hanko or facto?
I'm going to say that's true.
It is true, Philip. You're 12 for 12 counting yesterday and today.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I'm on a roll.
You are.
New record. Fridge hanger.
Fridge hanger.
You notice I got it on there, too.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yep.
I wanted to say that's not fair, but...
Wasn't fair?
No.
Why?
I don't know, Phil. I just... My goal is to stump you and everybody out there, and I have failed.
I know. That was a tough quiz.
I failed.
Really, even though it was music, which mm-hmm. is, that's my thing, but those were some tough questions.
Yeah, I'm looking deeper now.
Okay. I admit that there were two of them that were really a guess, but I got lucky.
Yeah, because you probably went 50-50 in your head.
Well, yeah. Like the last one, I knew it wasn't the last two. It right. was between the first two.
Right.
Yeah, so...
Yesterday's Children, is that right?
Yep, and The Remains.
Yes.
And I have interviewed the lead singer of The Remains.
That's what
before.
You said.
Yeah, they opened for the Beatles. But the other group, I think maybe I've interviewed one of them. I mean, it's been 40 years of stuff, but I'm pretty sure I did.
Mm, well, that's kind of cool. Line,
but I didn't know that song.
Yeah, well, see, I tried it. I dove deep into GarageBand Junkies. So, apples, pears, and peaches are all part of the Rose family, Philip.
I think that's true.
It is true. You're 13 yeah. for 13.
Woo! Apple, peaches, pears, pumpkin pie.
Pink snow is sometimes seen in Antarctica, particularly in the summer months.
Pink snow.
Pink snow.
It sounds legitimate. I'll say it's true.
14 for 14.
Woo! What the phenomenon is that causes that?
I don't know.
Somebody spills some Jell-O or something?
Jell-O or, yeah. you know. And 2024, over 42 people died while visiting the Grand Canyon in Arizona, Philip. In 2024, over 42 people died while visiting the Grand Canyon in Arizona.
I don't think so.
Wouldn't we have heard about that?
I would have thought we would have.
That is a bunch of Hanko.
Falling in?
Yeah. The average yearly death rate of visitors to the Grand Canyon is 17, most from cardiac arrest.
Oh.
It's a heart-stopping experience.
Oh, it is. Yeah. But, yeah.
Have you ever taken a look at the Grand Canyon?
I've never been there.
And have you ever taken a look at where the meteor hit in Arizona Mm-mm. or New Mexico?
No.
It is so weird because that meteor hit just to the right of that visiting center. It's really cool.
Is that right?
Yeah, that visiting center.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Oh, boy. Yes.
Yeah, that's how I look at pictures. Isn't that sad?
Yeah.
Mm. During the Dancing Plague.
The what?
During the Dancing Plague.
Dancing Plague.
Of 1518 in France.
Okay.
Over 400 people danced themselves to death. Would you dance yourself to death?
No. No, I know when to quit. Yeah. After about 2 minutes, yeah. you know.
Well, you got more than me.
Yeah. I don't mind getting out there, but I just, you know, do my own thing.
Right.
But I know my limit.
Yeah, my limit's not to get on the dance floor.
Yeah, and I don't want to injure somebody else.
Right.
When I'm doing the funky chicken, swinging my arms and everything, smack somebody in the head, you know.
What do you think?
I think it's true.
Are you seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It is true.
Is it?
It's a dark age rave. Is that 16 for 16?
Wouldn't you think you'd know when to stop? Must have been some sort of dance marathon or something.
I don't know. There is a plague. I'll have to look that up and get some more content.
Dancing plague.
Yeah, I'll take
that
back.
We'll have to find out more about that one.
I'll find out, yeah.
We'll learn.
Update.
That's what it should be all about. It should be us expanding our horizons and learning, right?
Yeah. In space, Philip, you don't need welding material to get two metals to fuse. True or false?
It sounds legit. I'll say it's true.
It is true.
Woo-hoo!
If two pieces of the same type of metal touch in space, they will band and be permanently stuck together.
Isn't that crazy?
That is.
Wow.
This is something that you and I should do. Lizards communicate, Philip.
Oh.
By doing push-ups.
Doing push-ups.
True or false?
Really? Lizards communicate by doing push-ups. Huh. I wonder, do they have a lizard gym?
I don't know. It'd be kind of slippery.
Yeah. I'll say it's true.
It's true. The behavior conveys information about that individual, like how strong and how fit they are, as both as a warning to potential competitors and to attack potential mates.
Oh, don't mess with me. I can
Bo,
do...
get off the floor. Yeah. He's starting to do the pull-up.
That, you know, back in the day when we do the physical fitness test, I think I could do like 2 push-ups or something like
really?
That.
Really?
So, yeah.
Where are you at now?
About probably a half.
A half? I got the half.
Do you?
Yeah, I got the half. I can at least get on the floor.
Uh-huh.
Problem is getting up with the knees, yeah. You know, if you don't have knee pads on.
The other one that killed me was the pull-up.
Yes. I couldn't do that.
Not the kind you wear.
Yeah, yeah. But those are not pull-ups anymore for us, Phil.
That's right.
They're depends.
But pulling him up. And the girls got through a flex arm hang, which is not fair. I've talked to Gukanek about that.
And so. Do it. Yeah.
Did you hear about Gukanek? He always makes a run to Monroe for Limburger cheese.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And supposedly, he lost his cheese that he brought. So he went with some other fellows, and you know, one of them may have taken it. I'm not exactly sure, but that was the thing. It's like he's missing his Limburger cheese. And I'm like, well, that should be easy to find.
Yeah.
Right?
You just, no one's going to touch it.
There it is. Oh, well, I guess he found it, though. All is right.
Did he?
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Last one.
All right.
I think I'm out of time. Movie trailers originally played after or trailed the movie. Movie trailers, like you see now.
Right.
You know, originally played after or trailed the movie.
I would say that's true.
It is true. Woo! That's 20 for 20. The real truth due to audiences leaving immediately after the film, the practice shifted to showing trailers before the movie begins. Now.
Right. Which I kind of like seeing those.
Yeah, I do too. But sometimes, and you can disagree or agree, you watch a trailer of the movie, and it's like, oh, this is awesome. Then you went getting the movie. That was the only exciting part of the movie.
Exactly.
So,
or the only funny part.
Yes. It's like,
they showed.
That's it. So, I wasted 2 hours sitting here.
Oh, well.
Thanks a lot, Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Adam Sandler, one of your favorites, is he?
No, not really.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Phil Nee and Adam Hess. You ever seen those guys? Those clowns go?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're definitely,
Right.
Yeah, 3 jokes or less for Ball. Have a great day and be kind.
Sounds good, man.